She was dressed like a woman of wealth, all silk, diamonds, and polish, with her hair perfectly in place and her makeup impeccable. No flaws to focus on, no scars to tell the stories of her life, no substance, and certainly no soul that he could detect. Nothing he could see to make her worthy to be the mate of a direwolf, except for the fact that she was.
"You got something you want to say, sweetheart?"
Mammon gave her a smug sort of smirk, an arrogant tilt of his lips. He knew he shouldn't push her away, but he was at his wit's end. He wanted her in the basest way, his body responding to her nearness almost lewdly. But he hated her association with the O'Rourkes, and was deeply disturbed that this woman could possibly be the one the Fates had chosen for him. Direwolves were fighters, warriors, the strongest of the strong, and the most loyal of the breed. And Charmaine was an associate of Finn O'Rourke, a fact he couldn't look beyond. When Charmaine finally reached him, finally stood close enough that he could smell the scent of freesia drifting around her spun gold hair, Mammon stood silent and still, anxious, not knowing whether to grab her or run from her. Maybe both.
"I do have something to say, sir, though this won't take long."
Charmaine gestured to the men holding him, a simple hand wave that had them releasing Mammon without question.
"You follow my friend Finn, the family O'Rourke that I see as my own. You track them, keep tabs on them, and make them feel unwelcome in this town. Why?"
Mammon shrugged, still holding on to his smirk, still fighting back his need to kiss the ever-loving hell out of her. "Because I don't like criminals in my backyard." Charmaine laughed, a tinkling sound that made Mammon's heart soar and his cock harden. Screwed, screwed, double screwed. He knew it, could sense the danger on the air around him, especially when Charmaine fixed him with an icy stare that dampened what little heat had been sent southward.
"You come into this home under false pretenses and invade O'Rourke personal space, but Finn's the criminal? I think not."
Mammon tried not to shiver from the way her voice slipped over his senses, but he failed. He failed hard, which only pissed him off even more. The woman would not get the better of him.
"Look, Barbie, I'm not here to shit in your dream house. I'm just here to make sure the trash gets taken out at the end of the night, preferably all the way back to New York, where it belongs."
"Oh dear," she said, raising her voice so the room could hear, giving Mammon a glare that could have peeled paint from the walls. Shit.
"It seems the Fates have taken another jab at the Byrne family. They've chosen this..."
Her lips curled up in a sneer that did nothing to hide her beauty.
"Charming man as my mate."
The room positively vibrated with the energy of the other shifters. All eyes locked on Mammon, judging him, sizing him up and finding him lacking, he was sure. But Charmaine didn't seem to notice. She leaned forward, giving Mammon a slight line down her form-fitting dress to the softest, most lickable cleavage he'd ever seen.
"Take a good look, sir,"
she whispered, with a deadly tone to her voice.
"This is the last chance you have. The Fates may have tossed you at me like a raw steak toward a dog, but I'm no mindless animal. I get to choose, and I don't accept you."
Her open hand slammed into the side of his face in a hard slap that would have probably sent a lesser man spinning. His mate had a strong arm, but Mammon jolted more at the venom in her voice than the slap, at the lethal warning under her words. The woman was not screwing around with him. Celtic Barbie had more to her than a pretty face, much more, and she looked as if she hated him.
"Get him out of this house!"
Charmaine turned and walked away without a second glance, leaving Mammon aching in more ways than one.
"The O'Rourkes deserve a night to celebrate. I suggest we get to it."
Finn met her near the dais, shooting Mammon a curious look as he wrapped an arm around her shoulders. Whoever Charmaine was to him, he cared for her, protected her, a fact that ignited a surge of jealous rage inside of him.
"Don't think this is over,"
Mammon said, making sure Finn heard the growl in his voice.
"It was over before you sat down to watch us in the clubs, Shifter Mammon. Guards, please escort him out, without harm."